Welcome to the Authority of Love. My name is Greg Williams, and thanks again for joining us on this broadcast. My thanks, as always, to Adia Wushner for her always insightful and compelling thoughts when it comes to cultural issues and a biblical worldview and how they impact all of us, and in particular, our women and girls. Also, from Monday and Tuesday, I shared about the cost of discipleship and giving up our lives for Christ and others, as well as making sure that our devotion and service is rooted in our love for Christ, our relationship with Him, and simply honoring Him rather than how much we accomplish and what it looks like to others. He'll take care of bringing much fruit if we will learn to die to the selfish nature of our flesh, even as we serve Him, and trust His Spirit to work on and in and through us as we abide in Him. Now, if you missed any of those this week or previously, you can find them all at loveandlordship.com, loveandlordship.com, all spelled out and together. That's our website. And on that, you can find those at the watch videos, the watch tab for videos, the listen tab for podcasts, or the read tab for articles that I have on many other things as well. You can go to the Vimeo icon near the bottom or the Podbean icon to find those videos and podcasts as well. I'd love to know what you think about those. I love those, and thank you for those who do respond and send your thoughts, your insights, your agreements, your disagreements. You can do that at loveandlordship@gmail.com. Love and A-N-D again, all together, loveandlordship@gmail.com. And I said again, I certainly appreciate all of that. Thank you so much. We continue in today's teaching to emphasize what we are called to in Scripture and how that is to look in our lives and to those around us. Are you constantly concerned about what you look like to others, whether or not you're measuring up when it comes to your life in Christ? Today's message will help us apply a very simple and real truth from Scripture to help get our focus off of ourselves and onto God. In so doing, we're going to clear the way for Him to accomplish so much more than we could ever do as we take our eyes off ourselves and how much we're getting done to resting in Him and knowing that He's always at work to bring about His goodwill. The only way we can do this is not by working harder or showing up more to make it look good. Although we may have occasion to show up more and work more diligently, that in and of itself is not a bad thing. The key, though, is found, as in everything we do in our discipleship walk, in how we are building up and growing in our relationship with God in Christ. Catch that. It's the relationship. This is the emphasis all throughout Scripture, but we so often place our efforts and our outcomes above our relationship with Him. And folks, that's not good. That feeds the flesh and gets us to have to get our focus on Him rather than on Christ. And even when we're helping others, the first, as we learned yesterday, the primary and priority focus is not on them, although we're serving them and doing that. It is on Jesus Christ. He has to be first. We can never earn any part of our life with Christ and the eternal life. We have it all because of and for Him. We receive it from Him, and we give it back by glorifying Him. And that's done in the relationship. The service and the outcomes and the impact on others is an overflow of that. That's the key to today's message and who we truly are in Christ. The ministry of the interior. Again, following along in the book or at myutmost.org, you'll find this on June the 21st. Well, perhaps your first question is, what in the world is Chambers getting at, or what does he mean with regard to the interior, the ministry of the interior? Well, that's what we're going to find out as we begin to learn where the source of our lives, our prayers, our strength, our abilities, and maybe even especially the outcomes of each of these and our efforts are as Christ followers. We have been trained, and we naturally look to the product and the impact or influence of that product or teaching to determine whether or not we are successful or fruitful. But in God's kingdom, all of that rests in Him. And the more that we follow his teaching and allow him to have his way in and through us, the more we will find that his fruit is always good and our success is not the end goal. Let me tell you something else. There's also great peace, joy, and contentment in learning and growing as we get in that yoke with Christ, as I've previously shared. Perhaps a familiar quote will help us at least understand and hopefully begin to apply this kind of thinking and living in line with his word. Choose to be obedient to God's word and let him be responsible for the consequences of your obedience. The text for today's Devo is found in 1 Peter 2:9. Peter's writing to the church and to us today, and he says, "But you are a royal priesthood." Chambers immediately lays the foundation for the work or ministry of the interior. Did you know that one of the main functions and duties of priests is that of intercession? Literally entering into God's throne room by the body and blood of Christ's sacrificial atonement in order to get at his will and the real issues going on in the lives of those we're interceding for. Now that's interior work, right? The questions then become, are we fully focused on God and his will? Are we fully spent in praying that this is applied to that life or those we're praying for? Okay, that interior life, that what is going on, his will. Or are we caught up in what we think, how it might affect us, or what those we're praying for might think of us? I better not ask for that, or they may not like it, okay? Once again, if we're not dying to self, we cannot truly intercede and perform the ministry of the interior. How do we even get there then? Well, I mentioned it a moment ago, and Chambers begins right there, as with everything else in our walk, but maybe in particular this: by what right do we become a royal priesthood? By the right of the atonement. There it is, the sacrificial work of Christ and that alone. Are we prepared to leave ourselves resolutely alone and to launch out into the priestly work of prayer? The continual grubbing on the inside to see whether we are what we ought to be generates a self-centered, morbid type of Christianity, not the robust, simple life of the child of God. Until we get into a right relationship to God, and here we are again, it's that relationship with God that's found only in the atonement of Christ. This is not only the only way we can follow through on these commands in Scripture, but is the most important part of this whole life. And we don't lose that. We don't wrongly prioritize something above that, even as we're praying and interceding and serving and giving. You see, until we get into that right relationship with God, that's the most important thing. And if we miss this or wrongly prioritize other things, then we find, Chambers says, it is a case of hanging on by the skin of our teeth, and we say, oh, what a wonderful victory I have got. There's nothing indicative of the miracle of redemption in that. Launch out in reckless belief that the redemption is complete. What were Christ's final words? It is finished. That sets the stage for everything else, but we have to act in faith along those lines. Chambers goes on, and then, don't bother yourself anymore about yourself, but begin to do just as Jesus Christ said. Pray for the friend who comes to you at midnight. Pray for the saints. Pray for all others. Pray on the realization that you are only perfect in Christ Jesus, not on this plea, oh Lord, I've done my best, please hear me. Only in Christ's atonement and the perfection that he gives us, that he was and he imparted to us, can you enter into the interior with God and for others? Chambers says, how long is it going to take God to free us from this morbid habit of thinking about ourselves? What we look like, what others think of us, and even how good we look in the outcomes. Chambers closes by saying, we must get sick unto death of ourselves. This is the dying to self, right? Until there is no longer any surprise at anything God can tell us about ourselves. We cannot touch the depths of meanness in ourselves, There is only one place where we are right, and that is in Christ Jesus. When we are there, then we have to pour out for all we are worth in the ministry of the interior. Here's some food for thought with regard to that. Only in Christ and through his redemption can we see how mean and morbid and sinful that we truly are. And while we must die to ourselves in every aspect of our lives and at every turn, even when we are serving him and others, praying and interceding for others to point them to him, we've got to die to ourselves in those moments. When temptation comes, in that moment, we got to die to ourselves. If not, we're going to give in to it. Get out of your own way by denying yourself, dying to self, and allowing him to live through you. Each and every moment. Only then can we truly bring ourselves and others before our perfect and sovereign God and see the fruit in his kingdom and for his glory of the ministry of the interior. Christ alone has made the way, so don't get in his way. Here's our love in action. Spend time with God in his word and prayer and listening every day. Start with the scriptures in this message. And if you want more, go to the Gospel of John, go to the Psalms, and then proceed from there. Number two, ask Holy Spirit to teach you. Number three, let me ask you some things. What wandering thoughts or concerns get in the way when you're praying and interceding for others? When you are serving, when you're giving of your time or your money or whatever it may be, what drives that? How can you begin to think and pray differently by focusing on Christ and his atonement as the basis, the only basis for your prayers and intercession, that relationship, first and foremost? Now, number four, begin to pray and intercede today and every day on the basis of Christ's finished work and your relationship with him. Make that the utmost priority. Join me and co-host David Walls tomorrow for another excellent Family Foundation Friday. And as always, invite your family, friends, and loved ones, and even enemies to join us so we can all hear more about it. I hope grow deeper in our walk with Jesus Christ, not only as our Savior, but as our Lord. You can always find more, as I mentioned earlier, at loveandlordship.com, love, A-N-D, lordship, all together, loveandlordship.com. You'll find our book there in the middle of the homepage. It's an icon picture of the book, the Authority of Love, second edition. Click on that. You'll get more information. You can order it. Love to know what you think about it personally, loveandlordship@gmail.com, or leave a review on Amazon if you order it there. As I said, I'd love to know what you think. And even if you disagree, let's talk about it. Let's grow together in our walk with the Lord. I certainly appreciate those who have done that and bought the book and have reviewed it, those who have talked about, and the opportunity to share that wherever you want. If your church or organization would like to partner with us, let us know. Let me know at loveandlordship@gmail.com, loveandlordship@gmail.com. Also, if you're prompted by the Holy Spirit to give to us and partner with us in that way, you can do so at the Give tab near the upper right. It's very quick and easy, a minute or so. You can give one time or ongoing. You can give a mobile device, Cash App, cash.app/$LoveAndLordship. All that's together and both L's are capitalized. Or you can do it through mail, Love and Lordship. Send it, the check to Love and Lordship. Mail it to 324 Timothy Drive, Nicholasville, Kentucky, 40356. Again, keep praying. If it's not us, till the Lord shows you where he'd have you to partner and then follow through. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks always to the Lord. Make it a great day and God bless in the love and lordship of Christ. Stay tuned at 1245 for Greg Horn Hope is here. I'm Greg Williams and you're listening to the Authority of Love.